come over and see me. Come over and please me. Alice, it's my turn today. All the young girls of Alice, tender young Alice, they say, if I give you my number, will you promise to call me? Wait till my husband's away. Poor little darling with a chip out of her heart. It's like
Hello and welcome to Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky and we have a great show tonight. It's going to be great. You should see all of the research that Ryan McIntosh, of course, as my co-host.
Can you introduce me a little more formally, please?
Ryan McIntosh, a Dominican a worldwide seven.
Oh, wow.
Will be
usually don't introduce with my name first, you say.
We have here today with us in the studio, Ryan McIntosh. He was on the men's basketball team, still is. He is single, disease-free.
Yeah.
Beautiful man.
Am I?
Yes. You have very feminine features.
I have feminine features. What does that mean?
No, I'm kidding. I mean, just the jaw a little bit.
What about the jaw? There's chin on this jaw. What?
Girls could get chin hair.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
So have I. So I bought a Cosmo today.
Right next to me.
Shut up. I bought a Cosmo today, and you've been looking at it. And, you know, of course, every Cosmo is a sex issue. But we've been reading a couple of stories. There's some hookup horror stories, which just one of them I'd like to address because there's an interesting story and product that was mentioned in the story, which I never heard of, which is very rare for me not to hear of certain sex toys, if that doesn't make me sound like a whore. But I'm going to read the story really quick and then discuss. Well, you can try and figure out what I'm talking about. So the title is What a Jerk Off. And the story is, this is a hookup horror story. It's, I went home with this guy I'd been on a few dates with, but I had my period and I didn't want to have sex for the first time under those circumstances. He was totally understanding about it and I thought we were just going to make out, nothing more. But then he reached under his bed and pulled out a fleshlight.
Not flashlight. Not flashlight, like camping trip, sixth grade. Field trip.
No, you know, nothing camping, innocent at all.
Nothing with your family that you would turn on with using Rayvac batteries.
Well, it might turn on. Ooh, we'll talk about it in a minute. And he said, since we're not going to be having sex, mind if I use this? He proceeded to do the business with his little toy right in front of me.
We should save that story and a couple of other stories.
Yeah.
Because I don't think our listeners are aware of what a fleshlight is, because I definitely wasn't aware what a fleshlight was, nor would I violate myself with one of these items.
Luckily, we looked it up.
So if you're at all out there, listeners, all four
or five,
five of you
are
interested in what a fleshlight is, please look it up. If not, we will return with tons of information about the fleshlight, along with a bunch of other hookup horror stories.
Also, if you guys are very interested in knowing what a fleshlight is, I will post a link for it on my blog, looselips.blogspot.com. I will put pictures. There are different colors, different
textures, sizes. You can personalize your fleshlight. Or if you have any questions about the fleshlight or anything that's on your mind and you just want to stand on a soapbox and be heard by nobody, feel free to call in.
The number for the station is 415-482-3587. So please call in if you are dying to know what a fleshlight is. Or you can just look on Google and look at all the porn sites that pop up.
I think this is a nice segue into a mediocre song that we can listen to, probably done in the 90s.
Mediocre? What are you talking about?
Or something with some taste and flavor. And then we can come back and really, really discuss what's going on. This is going to be a fun show tonight.
Yeah,
this is going to be a really fun show tonight, and I'm excited to get this done.
You want to segue us out?
How do I do that?
Just say you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Let me hear your best one.
You are listening in live with Ryan McIntosh and Loose Lips herself on radio.dominican.edu. Please return with us, and we'd love to have you.
Awesome. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
And we're back with Loose Lips and Ryan McIntosh in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
That's usually what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that
sound good?
No,
okay.
It didn't sound good at all.
Did you look up the story? Did you find a story? A mammogram story?
No, but this woman was terrified. By the way, we've been talking about pap smears and mammograms.
Weirdly enough.
Which I had no idea what was. And this one woman was a little intimidated, a little nervous about getting her mammogram done, which MK informed me that they just smash her boobs together or whatever and try to find a lump, which I thought was completely inappropriate. This woman had 32 double A size breasts, and I'm not even sure you would consider those breasts.
That's like 12-year-old boy.
I think my tatas are a little bigger than that.
They are.
Because I've been doing some push-ups lately.
They look like C's from my angle.
Trying to get my body right. 32 C's, check me out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was all for the mammogram stories. I became extremely disinterested after.
We were just discussing in mammograms, what if a woman has a fake breast? Like, will it pop? That's what we were thinking. Tried to look it up, failed. If anybody has a story of their implant breaking during a mammogram, please give us a call and tell us about it because we'd love to hear it. Also, what were we talking? Oh, the fleshlight. I hope all of you guys have looked up a fleshlight, and I hope you're cringing as much as Ryan and I were looking through each of the different fleshlights that you could make. You could create your own, actually, but there were different ones that you could buy. Then you
it's like
your
Nike
own.
IDing your own personal
toy.
Mm-hmm. Your own fun toy.
Yeah.
So looking that up has been extremely uncomfortable and awkward considering.
So we might as well keep the mood going. So
right.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk about right now. Well, I've been reading these hookup horror stories from Cosmopolitan. And there's one where this girl went to this guy's room after class and she said, you know, I'm not really interested in doing anything sexual. And his response was, Jesus Christ, this is college. I expect a hand job at the least. Do you think that college is just an excuse for guys to get laid as much as possible?
Are you talking to me? Or
yeah,
I'm talking to you. I think that in college, everyone is free and gets to do what they want. And guys, yes, are trying to get laid at any given moment in time.
Do you think it gives the right for a girl to act more like a slut than any other years in her life?
Just because she's allowed to have sex all the time doesn't mean she should.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
That would probably
not
be good.
I
mean, but if she wants to, I'm not one to judge. You know, that's her business.
Just keep it clean. Speaking of keeping it clean.
Keep it smelling good. What are we talking about here, MK?
Women out there.
Women
down there.
And out there.
You know, men, there's a reason that God made your hoo-ha look like a taco.
Oh, wow. Wow. She just referred to cooters as tacos. That
so
is
men,
not okay because I'm
so
not a big fan of Mexican food.
Eat it.
Whoa.
All the time. But
is that what
women.
You, is that what you would prefer? Do you,
yes.
Do you get your taco eaten all the time?
All the time.
Really?
Yes.
You like it that much?
Not that much. I'd rather just go.
Really?
Straight for
it. Maybe you haven't had a good taco eating session.
Well, I haven't been to a very good Mexican restaurant.
Even some bum taco buses.
I've been to some Taco Bells.
You need to find a cook that's enthusiastic.
I need to find like
about making you and eating a chalupa. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to get off the 89-cent beef and bean and
Taco
cheese
Bell.
Mush, right?
I need to get the real beef.
You need to go to Mazatlan. You need to go to
Tijuana.
You need to go to Taqueria San Jose.
I need to get my shit together.
I guess so, yeah.
I got to go to a real Mexican restaurant to get my taco eaten.
Right. Let's hope your mom's not listening to this because
I'm kidding.
You're really not kidding.
Yes, I am. But girls out there, if you think that your guy is gonna, you know, do his thing down there, you need to keep it clean and smelling good. Right? Right, Ryan? Do you agree with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that's the worst thing ever? When a girl smells bad down there?
Yeah, that's pretty close too. I guess from personal, I can't even believe I'm talking about this on the radio, from personal experience, geez.
Come on.
Well, I'm just thinking, I hope that no one out there from church is listening.
No one from church is listening. Just talk about the taco. Come on, spit it out.
I'm feeling really anxious now talking about this.
Don't feel anxious. I'm talking about it.
Well, what if my church family is listening to this?
Oh my God. Your church family is not listening to this.
How do you know that?
Just keep going.
Anyways, yeah, so that should be kept neat and tidy.
Are there any specific foods that you can eat?
You know, I would suggest, I had an ex-girlfriend that was really kind of healthy, and so that was never an issue with her. And she always ate, you know, lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, lots of organic, natural things, drank lots of water, hydrated really well, you know, didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't kind of eat fast food and stuff. And so that was never, exercised a ton, you know.
Yeah.
Cleaned regularly. Which sounds like something very simple, but let me tell you.
What's your opinion on the shaving policy for women?
You know?
Do you like a tidy house? Do you like when the maid comes and cleans up a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah,
Or do you like, you know, every once in a while it's okay?
You know, if it's a girl I really love and care about, I'm not too concerned with what she's doing, you know. I figure she'll kind of just she just knows, and she takes care of business. But yeah, I try to manscape and keep things clean on my end.
That makes sense. So for what was I gonna say, do you think fruit or vegetables to keep everything smelling nice?
I think a little bit of both. I think it's more of eliminating the bad foods.
I don't think vegetables are the thing.
Well, if you're eating beets and turnips, you know, as opposed,
or broccoli.
Yeah, maybe if you're getting down with celery and carrots.
Hannah Reese thinks that eating a lot of cookies will make your cooter smell like a cookie. Do you think that's a possibility?
Did she just text that to you right now?
She did. So we have a listener. Yeah.
Hannah Reese, you know what? You're awesome for listening to the show. And if you feel like calling in, go ahead and call in. But I really don't think eating a whole lot of cookies would make your cooter taste or smell like cookies. If that was the case,
do you think if I ate a lot of tacos, it'll make
Yes, that's true. if that was the case, Hannah, I would be baking cookies every day.
I think mangoes and pineapples are probably the best.
I think that sounds like it's the best, but I really don't think it calculates.
But I know for guys, if guys drink a lot of like pineapple juice, then the, you know, their ejaculation will taste like it.
Is that in personal experience, MK?
No, I've read it in Cosmo.
Cosmo is not credible.
Cosmo is credible.
No.
It's the woman Bible.
Yeah, I'm sure. For whores and sluts.
So I'm a whore.
Hey, I didn't say it, MK.
I'm holding a Cosmo in my hand, and you just said Cosmo is for whores and sluts.
If they claim it to be the woman Bible, then yeah, I would say so. So, let's get on a lighter topic here, because cookies and cooters and tacos has been a little much for me. MK, what are we going to talk about? Long-distance relationships? Something like that? MK, you there?
What? Sorry. Yeah. Keep talking. I'm dealing with some angry women towards you.
Who would that be?
Your face just changed.
Who is angry?
Hold on. We're gonna just keep talking. It's okay. Let's talk about
how Ryan wants to kill himself.
Let's talk about how Ryan is a Dominican nine.
Let's not.
How all the women love Ryan.
If that was the case.
Except for this person that's about to call in.
Oh my. Is this like someone that's fake mad or real mad?
Hello? Hold on. Hi, one sec.
This is not a usual occurrence.
Can you hear me? Are you... let's see.
Is that Hannah Reese?
Hold on one sec, all right?
We're telling them to hold on?
Yeah, let me go to a commercial break really quick.
No, we have someone on the phone.
Hold on. I'm just going to get it up, and then we'll come right back when we get them on. All right, we are back. Ryan, say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I can hear you. Let me hear what you gotta say. You wanna dish it out to Ryan?
Yeah, I have a question for you, Ryan, actually.
Go ahead.
Who is this?
So that's not none of your business.
Just answer the question.
I'm curious as to why girls who read Cosmo are slut.
Oh my goodness.
That's exactly my point. I'm wondering why I'm being called a slut while I'm holding
a
Cosmo.
What kind of girls you've been talking to, because I read Cosmo and I'm not a slut. And I know many young women.
Okay, explain, Ryan. Explain.
Well, listener, you know, kudos to you for educating yourself and reading Cosmo, because from the text that I've been going through, it seems pretty thorough, pretty credible, pretty educational. And I'm actually personally learning a lot about...
So maybe boys should read Cosmo.
Maybe boys should read Cosmo. Or maybe boys shouldn't read Cosmo. But, you know what? I think
for some of them.
I think that was more of a general statement. I don't think every girl who reads Cosmo is a slut. I was poking fun at MK here.
Because that's what you said. You said, if this is... the
Bible
for women.
No. MK said that that's the Bible for women.
I said it's the Bible for women because I think it says a lot of things that, you know, help women out. I think there's a lot of things that help women out in the bedroom.
Yeah, and I think that if there, I think it's one thing for women to get it from a magazine. At least they aren't bragging about it and acting inappropriately in public.
At least they're not getting it from experience, then, you know.
Exactly. You don't want... ladies having to figure this all out, you know, personally.
Oh yeah, I learned how to do this sex move from screwing every guy in town. Well, or you
exactly.
could say, I
what
learned
would
this.
What would you rather ladies do? Read about it or do it?
Well, yeah. What kind of ladies would write into this? People that have done it all the time, right? I mean, MK, I guess if you did go out and practice a whole ton, then you could be a writer for Cosmo. Is that not right?
Oh yeah, I could be a writer for Cosmo. But it's not because of all the experience I've had. It's just because I know a lot about sex.
But just because you've had experiences doesn't mean that you've had bad experiences.
Or that you're a slut.
Good experience.
I didn't say either one of those. None of those words came out of my mouth.
That is the eyes I'm getting from you right now.
That's the eyes you're getting from me? Well, then you're a terrible reader of eyes.
No, because...
Well, I heard your voices, and the voice that I was getting was a lot of attitude from Ryan.
I'm getting a lot of attitude on your end.
Because you call girls sluts, I take offense to that.
Well, you taking
harsh words. Just because you have sex doesn't make you a slut.
Did I say that?
Weren't you guys talking about how guys go to college to get laid or something like that?
Yeah, we were.
That one of those?
That's what MK brought up for one.
No, I said.
Did you deny or agree to that, Ryan?
I said guys act freely and liberally. And do as they please. And didn't I say it's no knock to women? I'm not one to judge if she decides to do that on her end as well. Didn't I say that, MK?
You said that. But I think that you owe all the women out there a formal apology for calling women sluts.
I think I'm being verbally attacked by all the estrogen right now, but I will...
You can't handle the heat? Is that it?
No, that's not it at all. But I will... That's what it seems like. Maybe because it's two against one here, but I'm good. I will go out and say that I apologize for offending those out there who claim Cosmo to be their woman Bible.
Because it is.
It is the women Bible. You believe that wholeheartedly?
Well, you suggest something else for us young ladies to read.
The real Bible?
Maybe. What part? I'm unfamiliar with the Bible.
Maybe the whole thing from front to back, starting with Genesis, ending in Revelation.
Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy.
Yeah, all those. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think people underestimate Cosmo. It's not just all about sex. Obviously, that's the juicy part of it, but there's a lot about other things that women like to talk about, like, you know, problems with their vagina and such.
Cosmo does have very
we have someone else that wants to call in. What's the number?
It's up on the board. Okay, caller, thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. It's all fun and games out here.
Apology,
Ryan. Yeah, not a problem.
All right, bye.
What is the number?
Okay, the number to call in is 415-482-3587. If you'd like to call in and
415. Repeat that slowly.
482-3587.
3587.
Bang. You want to do it in Mexican?
In Mexican,
in
no.
Spanish. Okay. So.
Who was that, by the way?
It's none of your business.
Was it a family friend of yours?
No, it wasn't. It's someone that goes here.
Someone that goes here?
Yeah. I told you we have listeners. We have a fan base, baby.
No, really. Who was that, though? Because that was fun. I mean, that was good.
I don't know who it was.
We're getting another caller.
All right. We have another caller. Hello. Hi, caller.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing. Just wanted to chat.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Caller, will you reveal your name?
Yeah. My name's Elise.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Right. It is your name. One of your names. But continue. How are you doing out there?
I'm fine. I just was wondering if you want to call girls what?
I didn't call girls sluts.
No, go ahead. Shh. Go ahead. Keep going.
If you want to call girls sluts, why don't you put your number out there?
Put my number out where?
Out on the radio.
Put my, like, personal number?
Yeah, your little number that you have with women.
I'm confused. What do you mean my number I have with women?
I don't know. Figure it out.
Now I'm really confused here.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Maybe you'll figure it out by the end.
Oh, that's a challenge. That sounds a little daunting.
And I feel like girls out there are now getting really offended that I used the...
We need a bleeper for Ryan's mouth.
How'd you know my name?
I don't know. I just guessed.
You just guessed. That's a pretty good guess.
All right. I gotta go.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Ryan's getting smashed by girls. This is the best day of my life. Finally, people understand what I have to deal with every day. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Ryan. Ryan's a good guy. He just says that stuff to cause a little chaos, and obviously it has. So, apart from Ryan calling every girl in the world a slut.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Don't get so butthurt. We have the Cosmo here, a.k.a. the Women's Bible. And it's the newest one. It's the, what issue is this? May 2012 issue with Khloe Kardashian on the front. Doesn't she look gorgeous? Look at her.
Yeah, I'm not really, I don't think she's all that fine to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at her boobs.
Yeah, those have been airbrushed and photoshopped and edited.
I feel like you can see through her shirt and she has no nipples. Don't you? Doesn't look
kind of weird?
I feel
like they did that on purpose.
Probably. I think she's pretty, even though she ruined Lamar Odom's career.
I think Lamar Odom ruined Lamar Odom's career.
Why?
Well, because he didn't play well.
True. Okay, so in this issue, We have the 99 naughty sex questions. Yay, Ryan looks so happy.
I am dismayed.
Okay,
so I'm a little upset, for one, that I took so much heat for one small sarcastic and exaggerated remark. And for two, because I had another caller call in and try and reveal some mystery number, which I am so thoroughly confused about.
I didn't understand the number. Do you know that caller?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I do, just from the phone call. But
oh, so you know what the number is? You know what she was talking about?
No. I have no idea what the number is.
I don't even if, know if what, it is, I don't if even the, know what if number there is talking about.
A number, I'd like to reveal it.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
But if there is not a number, then I don't know what I have to reveal.
Well, I have a bunch of number of questions that I'm just going to kind of dish out and we can talk about a little bit. Get your opinion. So first off, with this whole 99 naughty sex questions, I'm just going to kind of brim through a couple of these because some of these are a little weird. So what are your opinions on women and moaning?
Wow.
Yeah. Come on. Talk it out. Come on, talk it out. Talk it out. Do you like girls that moan?
We have real listeners out there really contributing, and this is going down. How about you talk about moaning?
Okay, I'll talk about moaning.
I'll ask. Can I be on the offensive here? Can I ask the questions now?
Yeah, you
because
can.
My stomach, I'm getting a pool of perspiration in my belly button, and this is getting hot and heavy on my end. So, MK,
what up?
Moaning. How do you feel when guys moan?
When guys moan, it just grosses me out. I feel like I'm watching them at the gym.
That's all you have for that? There's nothing nice about it?
I just feel like when a guy moans, I just see him like lifting weights like, ugh, ugh. That's how guys sound when they moan. It's nothing like, I feel like guys can't sound sexy when they moan. Because if a guy says, oh yeah, it just makes him sound weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, would you ever say that during sex?
Say what?
Like, oh yes. Yes. No, I don't. Oh, yes.
No, and I would not respond like a Kool-Aid man and be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big red jar of cherry Kool-Aid, so.
Guys grunt more than they actually moan words.
How do you feel about the grunting?
It's gross. It reminds me of a pig or, you know, an animal.
You know what? We have a listener out there that texted me, and she is so enthused and excited and anticipating to hear the answers to these questions on your end and on my end.
Yeah, so
we have people, you know,
no, gripping, I have people texting me right
white knuckling, gripping on, you know.
We have more than five listeners right
now.
Wow,
maybe seven. Anyways.
Maybe eight.
So how do you feel about moaning? Sometimes you throw a fake moan out there. Do you just...
Oh, yeah. Girls fake moan all the time.
All the time?
90% of the time it's fake.
When is the 10%? When does that occur?
When she orgasms.
When it starts and when it finishes?
When it starts, yeah. When it starts, when he first does that penetration.
Does that penetration.
She'll do a little like, maybe a little.
Can you repeat that, please? Can you repeat that one more time? She does does a little what?
No.
Okay, well.
And then when it's done, girls that scream, girls that do all that bullshit is fake.
All of it?
The yes, yes, like yes.
Wow.
That's all fake.
It's really all fake.
Oh, from my perspective, I would never ever do that. And the only reason I would to be.
Because it was amazing.
Getting attention or.
Oh. No. You never had amazing, like.
I've never had amazing screaming sex. That's weird.
All the sex has just been mediocre.
No, it's not that it's mediocre. I'm just not a porn star.
That makes sense.
Because the only people that I see that are screaming are porn stars, right?
I guess I don't watch
have
as much porn as you.
Have you ever had a screamer?
Have I ever had a screamer? I've never been with a girl who started screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Like screaming at the top of her lungs. Like, ah! Yes!
Would you freak out if she started doing that?
I would be a little concerned, yeah. I would be a tad bit concerned. If she started screaming, I might call for help.
Run out of the room and call for help.
It's either I would call for help or I'd be some kind of light-skinned god. And I don't think that's the case. I think I would just call for help. MK, I'm going to need you to focus on the show here, okay?
You know what? I'm focused. What is your opinion on moaning?
My opinion on moaning?
Yep. Moaning.
Well, this does get a little prickly, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, because I just answered it, and I did a couple moans in there, yeah, so well, this should be easy for you. Yeah, I'm an open book.
Yeah, I'm not as transparent as you, MK.
It's okay. Go ahead. Spit it out. What do you think about girls moaning?
I couldn't tell you what I thought about girls moaning.
Yes, you could.
I could, but now since you said all that, I'm rethinking it all now. I'm thinking back to every experience I've had.
Do you think, what's like the hottest girl a girl could say? Like moan words. What words did she moan as hottest? Like, yes, oh yes, do me harder, baby.
No. I think from the experiences I've had with just a few girls, I think when it's the most, I guess the most intimate, like when I feel closest with the girl, or when we're both kind of just on it, that's when it's right. But as far as her screaming and stuff, I've never been with a girl who really, really screamed.
Has a girl ever grunted?
No.
Do girl grunts freak you out? Like,
no. I've never had one of those. And I won't ever have. If I do, that's the point where I will.
Can you make a grunt for me? Can you show me what a grunt would be? Like,
I think I kind of have to be in the mood for a grunt.
No, just do like a,
like a what? I think you got enough grunt for the both of us here.
I want to hear your grunt.
I don't. Nope. No, mine's more of like a, like I was holding my breath, you know what I mean? And then I just released my breath.
Let the breath out.
Nah, I'm not. You are hanging on my every word, and I will not let any breath out. No,
like
it's
that.
No.
It was like that. That's how guys sound.
By the way, to all our listeners, this is all being done by Mary Kay Jankowski and not Ryan McIntosh. So she's doing the guy grunts and the girl climaxes.
All girls out there, that was Ryan doing that. So if you ever bring him into the bedroom, that's what he will sound like.
That's probably not true. Anyways, MK, how much porn do you watch? Because you seem like you get down with a ton of the pornography.
You know, I don't.
Do you have a female fleshlight? By the way, we were referring to the fleshlight early in the show. If you weren't listening, the fleshlight is a male masturbation toy.
Yeah.
And we looked it up and it was repulsive.
Like it looks like a flashlight that you put your thing into.
Yeah. The MK puts her thing into.
Yep.
Anyways, MK, how many videos do you watch a week? Monthly.
Quota.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many times are you watching porn for porn's sake and then watching porn and having a good time?
For porn's sake? What does that mean?
I mean, just for artistic value.
Artistic value.
I guess. I wouldn't know.
Let's see here. You know, I don't. When I watch porn, I don't really watch it to make any further advances for myself. You know what I'm trying to say here?
No.
No.
Make it a little more clear.
I don't schmasturbate.
You just put SH in front of a normal word. I don't understand what you're trying to hide. I think everyone still knows what you tried to say.
I don't try and do that when I watch porn. No, I'm just...
Watch porn for the fun of porn.
Yeah, I think it's fun to watch. I think it's like watching SpongeBob.
No, I'd rather just watch SpongeBob. It's like How I Met Your Mother, or Rescue Me, or Arrested Development.
It's just like a regular show, or The Office, for me.
Or anything.
There's like a plot line and everything.
No, it's... No.
Yes, there's a plot line. There's a rising action, there's a climax, and there's a falling action, and there's main characters. Clear plot line. If you ever took an English class, porn is a great way to...
I have to disagree with you there.
I think porn has more of a plot line than SpongeBob does.
Right. So, back to the whole intercourse thing and your fake moaning. How does? So does do you see guys get like ultra motivated when you start to, they start to go like really fast or something, when you let out a couple fake ooh.
Oh yeah, guys does love that, does guys that, eat that shit up.
Does that do anything for you? You're just like, yeah, this is the same thing except faster.
Yeah, yeah. I you know, you just got to do the casual like, and then
wow.
You know, guys love moaning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Because it's like validation that they're doing an okay job.
Exactly. They think they're doing
it's
so
like,
great.
It's like after I shoot a shot and make it, and then someone goes, yeah, and claps. You know, like, oh, I did something right.
Yeah,
and I'll
exactly.
keep shooting and trying to make more shots. Yeah. That's
why I think sometimes it's okay for guys to at least like say something during the action. Like, oh, that feels really good. No, that sounds weird. I just feel like guys talking is creepy. Is that weird?
Everything creepy about it?
Like when a guy talks like, oh, yeah, that feels good.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah, I guess. Well, what if he's trying to let you know something? What if he's like, hey, I'm not down with that. Or, hey, yeah, that's good. Keep
okay,
going.
Well, yeah.
You know, like.
But how would you say to a girl that it feels really nice?
I wouldn't say that feels really nice.
What would you say?
I really don't. I don't. I kind of have to be in the moment.
Think about it.
I'd rather
not. She won the subject a little bit. Don't swallow, but don't spit, because a spitter is a quitter.
Is that the rules that you go by? Oh, my gosh. We are getting to know Mary Kay Jankowski better than we thought. She has claimed that spitters are quitters.
Yeah.
What are swallowers? Come guzzlers, what are they? What are the people who slurp it?
Girls
slurp,
that...
Slurp and don't burp. Is that what you guys do?
Girls that swallow are champs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They get a medal.
A medal.
Of honor.
Of honor was the word that you chose. Honor?
Yes. Of honor.
Of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've done something. They, yeah. You accomplished it. I mean...
And it's going to taste like pineapple.
And
because he drank pineapple juice all day.
If he drank pineapple juice, ladies, it will
and
probably
there's a lot of calcium. It's probably.
How do you know all this? How do you know all this? Cosmo?
I research a lot.
Cosmo?
I really do. Yeah.
Cosmo told you. You get a lot of calcium.
Yeah.
So if you. If
no,
ladies,
I do a
ladies,
lot of research.
If you don't get your 8 ounces of milk or 16 ounces, whatever it is, of milk.
If
or you
didn't
don't
drink
take,
your V8 today.
Go blow somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And don't quit and spit. Like MK said, this
spitters
is this,
a quitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And swallowers are
champs. Honorable mention for every swallower out there.
I think we need a commercial break.
Commercial break. All right. Let's go to commercial break. When we come back, more sex questions with Ryan and I. This is Loose Lips. Stay tuned. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Universe will glow.
back live on Loose Lips here with Mary Kate herself and Ryan McIntosh. We've been having a lot of fun on this show, talking about a bunch of inappropriate stuff.
Woo, my favorite. Yeah. Ryan loves it.
Ryan doesn't love it.
Before I forget, I'm going to read this out for Stuart Horn. The San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics job fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center, 618 B Street, San Rafael. Come on out between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Pacifics front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacifics baseball family for the 2012 season. Do the wave and we'll see you there. Woo! All right. So that's for the Pacifics baseball team, professional baseball team in San Rafael. Near the Safeway on B Street. That's where their little stadium is. Pretty cool. Hunter Horenstein from the tailgate.
They have a stadium on B Street?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I've never been to it. There is a San Rafael Pacifics baseball team?
Mm-hmm.
And they're having us advertise for them?
Yeah.
On our college radio station.
We're the official radio station sponsor of the Pacifics.
No, we're not.
Yep, we are. That's awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Back to some... Back to some awesome questions. I was looking over a couple of these, and I want you to answer them, Ryan.
I'll try my best.
What do you think about strip teases?
Explain. Please rephrase the question.
How can a girl make a strip tease sexy without looking completely awkward and stupid?
I think...
Because every guy pictures in his head a strip tease like, oh, a porn star doing a strip tease. But girls are not
really
that
not
sexy.
What I picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going. What?
But you said that girls are really not that sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If I envision it with my lady friend, girlfriend, wife, whatever, girl I was interested at the time, I would imagine there being music playing in the background for one.
Like some Marvin Gaye?
Probably not that old.
Isley Brothers?
Probably not.
Like some Usher?
No Barry White.
Some Justin Timberlake?
No JT. Unless it's, I don't know.
Some Skrillex?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dubstep?
None of the above, MK.
Christian gospel?
Maybe.
Bluegrass?
Maybe some Chris Brown.
Folk?
Maybe some Trey Songz. Maybe some Maxwell is always a good.
Some Wale?
Nope. Nope. Not that either.
Some ABBA?
I think she would need to be able to be really, really comfortable with herself. You're really secure.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence is key.
Because if she's guessing what she's doing, second guessing what she's doing, I'm probably going to be second guessing what she's doing too.
So the music's playing. What song? What's a good song?
And she's got to know a big thing. I guess the biggest thing is that she has to know that I'm attracted to her. Because she could think that she's bad as heck, like the baddest girl ever.
Uh-huh.
And I could not be attracted to her at all.
So.
And that would make it really uncomfortable.
So say she comes in the room. And this is playing, this song. And she comes in the room with her, what, black lingerie? What's the best lingerie a girl could wear?
Best lingerie a girl can wear?
Yeah.
Woo!
So if this is playing in the back.
Turn this up, turn this
this
up.
This is playing in the back.
Heck yeah. Okay.
See, I know you.
Yeah, you do know me. Mm-hmm. Keep it going, because I'm going to talk this through.
Okay, let me hear the scenario. Give me the scenario. Go.
So. I'm going to imagine my bedroom back at home, or maybe living area.
All right, I'm feeling the mood.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in.
Yeah.
And I want her to be clothed right at the moment.
Okay. Maybe a robe?
Maybe, no. Maybe actually she's wearing a big t-shirt of mine.
Like a button-up?
Nope, just a... It could be a button-up, could be just be a big t-shirt, right?
A big t-shirt. Okay.
And, That
all right, hold on. We have a caller.
Hopefully it's not my mom.
What? Buzzkill. Just kidding.
Buzzkill.
Hello? Hello, hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
I asked first.
This is DJ Lucky. Are you're calling in? What's up?
Talk more about sex.
All right, yep. I'll make sure to do that. Thanks for calling in. God, what a buzzkill. Keep going.
So
we're still into it.
Big T-shirt. That's kind of cute because it's mine. You know, she's owning it. Hair down.
Hair down.
Right.
Glasses. No glasses.
If she wears glasses, that's fine. If she doesn't, she doesn't.
Did she turn on the music before she came in? Or was the music already
on? No, the music kind of was playing. And she just kind of maybe got out the shower or something. And okay. It was something. The best is going to be the element of surprise because I didn't know it was coming. I'm just kind of laying down, maybe getting ready for bed. Maybe she's about to turn on a movie. And okay. She interrupts what I'm doing to make herself notice. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm feeling the song right. This is great. Can you stop doing what you're doing, though, MK, over there? Because that's not doing anything for me.
These are my sex moves.
Please stop every one of those moves. So, and she kind of just takes the shirt off and is already in
What's the lingerie? Explain it. Detail.
It's nothing too skimpy, right? But enough to kind of show what she's got.
Like a onesie long john or?
Definitely not a onesie long john.
No.
Maybe something...
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Maybe something lacy.
Let's see who this is. Hello?
Okay.
That's cool. Thanks for calling. Okay, keep going.
Something lacy is good. I'm a fan of, like, just solid colors. So if it's just like a,
just
like,
black.
Like a dark red or a black or a pink, that's awesome, too.
Okay, so since she's in this whole little skimpy outfit, she's got to have the tidy house, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everything's got to be done up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. And then she kind of
is she wearing heels?
No.
Or is that just too much?
That might be a little bit too much.
Okay.
More of like a TV kind of thing.
Okay.
And she just kind of walks in.
Does she like saunter in?
No.
Does she do like a touch?
No. She just kind of just waltzes in.
Does she like
in.
Move her
she just,
shoulders?
I think I think the best if she just plays normal.
Does know, she like lick her cool. lips when
no,
she comes in?
I think you should just stop talking about whatever you're talking about. Because if you are doing this like process of elimination of things that you shouldn't do, then you can keep asking questions. But if not, and then, you know.
I'm just going to play a song again while we're going. Keep going.
So she kind of just.
Waltzes in.
Waltzes in. Just normal. Like nothing is different.
Does she do like a little hey?
No.
No?
She maybe smile. And I
cause what about,
I,
what I about will, like a I will, wink?
I will be in awe anyway, you know? Element of surprise.
What about a wink?
No, I'm right there. Why would she need to wink at me?
And a little there. Finger point, like
no, if she, wink if she gives me the wink
time.
And a gun.
Like one of these like
Carlton from the Fresh Prince.
A gun would be good, like pow, pow, and then blow him out and put him back. No?
No, just, I'll get up and leave.
Just walk in and smile?
Just walk in and just be herself and her...
And then what's the next move?
If she's standing there dancing by herself, that kind of seems a little
that's
awkward.
A little weird.
You know?
Just like touching herself?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Weird,
that's
weird, yeah. Yeah.
That means she would have practiced that at some point in her life.
In a mirror.
Yeah.
I'm sure every girl does that, right?
Do you?
What?
So she continues.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just kind of... I think we should ignore that call. That's probably going to be more of the same.
I just want to make sure.
You want to make sure?
Hello?
What if a girl wanted to do a 15
to
milkshake?
What if
she wanted to do a striptease to what?
To milkshake, I believe.
To milkshake? What do you think about that, Ryan?
I think the girl who wants to do a striptease to milkshake by Khalif, first of all, she's got to be bad to the bone. Right, she's
so,
gotta be.
So she comes in.
She gotta be
and
fine. She gotta be a dime piece,
and
it's
the beginning of.
She.
Oh.
We got hung up on. Anyways, the girl that would want to do that, that would be pretty cool. But if it would probably,
does she,
probably be at a quicker pace because just the pace of the song.
So does she stand there, and just you know. Let you look a little bit, or
yeah,
does she just
yeah,
go,
yeah,
or does
yeah,
she go
yeah.
straight to the bed?
No. She's gonna let me observe because she knows that she's bad.
She knows she bad.
She knows she bad,
mm-hmm.
right? She bad and she know it.
Mm-hmm.
Some niggas save hoes. I'm not that heroic, right?
Yeah.
So she knows that she's bad, and she knows I think she's bad.
Yeah.
And at that point, she's got all the power, she's got all the control, and that's okay. And that's what's going to be the best part of it.
Yeah.
And then kind of the same thing. Or I imagine, I fantasize about this. I'm coming home from work, and I smell something in the kitchen. It's been a long day.
And she's wearing an apron with nothing underneath.
No, that's not what I was getting at. Kind of the same outfit, but maybe she's just kind of in the kitchen with the apron on, lingerie underneath, and maybe she's wearing heels too.
Heels.
That would be cool. And she just kind of got dinner made. And I imagine doing that for my wife, or for my, minus the heels.
Wearing an apron and nothing underneath?
You know, I picture it like this.
With a Kiss the Cook apron?
Yeah.
Or instead of Kiss the Cook, it says...
No, it doesn't say that.
No?
It doesn't say Kiss the Cock.
You're not allowed to say that word.
No, it doesn't. No. Like chicken? Like a cockfight? Chicken cock? No, I imagine, you know, my wife had a long day.
Uh-huh.
I think she's wonderful. I think she's gorgeous. I want to treat her. I like to cook. So I have music playing.
Yeah.
Pandora. Trey Songz' Neighbors Not My Name. That's my Pandora station. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I cook up a meal for her. And I let her enjoy it. And a back rub and whatever she likes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to cater to her.
So after she's done taking off her big tee. And she... Do you guys say anything to each other? Hey.
I'm thinking. Can I think?
No. We have 1 minute.
Do I say anything to her? I say, hey.
Baby, you look sexy. No. That?
I'll just say, you're bad and you know it.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So, I mean, there's not really much room for talk. But I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah?
I've been pretty open and pretty honest in this show. Probably the most I have been all year.
You have. It's been really nice. Because this is our second to last show.
This is our second to last show, and I'm going to cry.
Next week is going to be really upsetting.
Next week will be upsetting. But next week will be a blast. So everyone who tuned in tonight, thank you so much. And we hope to have you back next week because we had a really good time.
Yeah. So that's the end of our show. It's 10. Thanks for listening. Next week, last show, make sure to tune in. Same time, same place. Wednesday, 9 to 10. This is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. I have Ryan McIntosh with me. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
See ya. Me.